Okay, thank you. And thanks for coming and sticking around for the last day of the conference. I have no relationships to disclose. Now, I work at a small community hospital in northeastern Vermont, and as some of you may know or have heard, with the Affordable Care Act, hospitals across the country are now mandated to do community health needs assessments and to take some responsibility for improving the health of the people in the communities that we serve. Well, fortunately for me and for people in my community, our hospital realized this a long time ago, that health happens outside the walls of the hospital, and we've taken a community building approach and tried to improve health through looking at the root causes of poor health and also the social determinants. So having said that, this initiative that I'm going to talk to you about today is a direct result of our mandated community health needs assessment in 2012, where we identified obesity as one of the top three health priorities for our hospital service area. And then a group made up of hospital staff, trustees, and community members, we chose a social marketing campaign to reduce consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages as one of our initiatives to combat obesity in our service area. So here's a little bit about our hospital. We're located in northeastern Vermont. As I said, we got border Canada to the north and New York State is over to the west. We have a population density of about 46 people per square mile. We're predominantly white, and poverty is our biggest health disparity. I want to just point out, in terms of social marketing, one of the things that makes a rural area a little different from an urban area, there's a couple of things. Vermont is one of only four states in the country that's banned billboards, so we don't have that big space in order to get our messages across. And we also don't have any mass transit, so we don't have the buses and train stations and subways where often you can see social marketing messages. So in case the concept of social marketing is new to some of you, if you came because you wanted to learn more, here's a common definition. It's a proven public health strategy. It's used by the CDC, public health departments all over the country, and actually all over the world. And it's also included in the Healthy People 2020 objectives. And behavioral change is really a cornerstone of social marketing campaigns, and it's what makes it different than a health education or health communication campaign. All social marketing campaigns have a behavioral objective, and both commercial marketers and social marketers want to know why people behave the way they do. Why does somebody buy one product and not another? Why do you behave in one way and not the other? So it can be argued that the same techniques that you use to sell unhealthy things like cigarettes and soda can be used to unsell them. So just to make sure we're all on the same page, this is the definition that we used for sugar-sweetened beverages for our campaign. And to design our social marketing campaign, we went through these are the conventional stages. And starting with the analysis phase, we did a literature review, and we also did some formative inquiries in our own community with surveys and focus groups. So while it's not the only factor, their national studies have shown there is a clear association between consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages and obesity-related conditions like diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and heart disease, and this is across people of all ages and genders. It also turns out that parents and the home environment have a significant influence over the beverage consumption of the children. Parents are really great role models. They're even better role models than celebrities and sports figures that you often see in the commercials for these products. And when parents limit consumption of sugar-sweetened beverage in their home, then kids tend to make healthier choices when they're away from their parents and away from the home as well. And lastly, in order to design an effective social marketing campaign to reduce consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages, we had to find out why people drink them in the first place. And the literature shows and our own research shows it's because they taste good, they're everywhere, and they're cheap. And one of the things that really makes the social marketing campaign different than a health education or communication campaign is that marketing mix, the called the four P's, the product, price, place, and promotion. An effective marketing mix highlights the benefits and reduces the barriers to the healthier choice, the healthier behavior for the consumer. And as the intent in all social marketing campaigns. We use the four P's of social marketing to hopefully and attempt to change the knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs of the fathers with young children, our target audience, and then hopefully therefore change their behavior. So in a social marketing campaign, it's valuable to be able to identify an alternative, competing, or desirable behavior. We looked at several possible alternatives, and then we ended up choosing water as a healthy beverage, and that was a viable desired behavior to drinking sugar-sweetened beverages. And we used perceptual mapping to illustrate the points of parity and points of difference between drinking water and drinking sugar-sweetened beverages. So while both water and sugar-sweetened beverages are accessible and affordable, water can't really compete when it comes to taste. And one of the things that we learned in our focus groups in our area is that people thought the water didn't taste good. It's perfectly safe, but in the largest town in our area, they have a municipal water system where they use chemicals to treat the water and has sort of a chlorine aftertaste. And even if you have a drilled well, there's naturally occurring chemicals in the water, and some people equate that with a bad taste. So that bad taste in water was clearly a barrier to drinking water. The concept of positioning a product was introduced in commercial marketing in the 1970s, and it's commonly used in social marketing as well. So our positioning statement reflects the values of our campaign, and it helped us to develop our marketing mix and also our campaign messages. Another key principle in social marketing is segmenting the audience so that your materials and messages can be targeted to that audience. And I want to just give you tell you a little bit about why we chose fathers with young children as our target audience. As I mentioned, the literature showed that parents can be very effective role models when it comes to the consumption of sugar-sweetened beverages of their kids. We did a focus group with parents, and it showed that they had really good understanding that they shouldn't give sugar-sweetened beverages to their kids. They had really good knowledge on the subject, but they drank them themselves, and they allowed it in their homes. We also did a focus group with teens, and we were kind of weighing the two. Do we do parents or do we do teens? It was pretty clear that parents were much more motivated and ready to change their behaviors than the teens were. And we had to pick one, either moms or dads, because your messages would be quite different, and we just thought fathers would be more fun to do. And we got a lot of pushback on this, and people said, why didn't you choose moms? The interesting thing is, in this campaign, the moms really like this campaign. They love that it's the dads and their kids. And I'm not sure we would have had that same impact on fathers if we had done a campaign featuring the moms. So our intervention is really twofold. We have the messages featuring local dads and their kids. That's one of our dads, Sean, and his son, Carter. And then we also had products to reduce the barriers to drinking water. We're giving out filtered water, pitchers that filter out the water, and also water bottles, which I have one here. Here's two more of our local dads with their kids. So far, we've given out about 1,500 water bottles, 100 water pitchers, and 100 of the no sugar added baseball caps. Since we don't have billboards, we chose to think of baseball caps as walking billboards, so we put our logo on that. And this is not a staged photo. This is a friend of mine. It's her son and her grandson who were at our county fair, and they were riding on that tractor in the cavalcade, and they were wearing our hats. So she took a photo with her cell phone and texted it to me, so I put it in my presentation. So here's some of the places we put our promotional materials. We did make three videos, each featuring our local dads and our kids, and they're out on YouTube. They haven't gone viral yet, so maybe if each one of you check them out and share them, they will. You can just look under Lead by Example, Dad 1, 2, and 3. And then we are using Pandora Radio. I'll see if I can get this to play.
As a father, I want what's best for my kids. I know sugared beverages like soda and energy drinks are a leading cause of obesity and obesity-related disease like diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. Parents are great role models and can influence what beverages their kids drink both at home or when they're out with their friends. Lead by example. Drink water and your kids will too.
If you've used Pandora, you know you can segment your market. We did it by county and by gender and by age to try to get that our target audience. Some of the places where we put our products, the water bottles and the water filters, this was not meant to be a school-based intervention, but we had three local schools that found out what we were doing, and they contacted us. We gave them some of our materials, and then they created a curriculum around the benefits of drinking water. We just launched our campaign in August, so it's really too soon to evaluate how effective it's been, but we do plan to use some qualitative methods like intercept interviews, focus group surveys to see if we meet our campaign objectives, and then of course our long-term objective is to reduce obesity in our area. For funding, this does not include staff time, but for the design and production of our videos and ads and the water bottles and hats, we've spent about $18,000 so far. And then I want to acknowledge the rest of the team, people who worked on this with me. And there's my email, my contact information. If you want more information, we'd be glad to share our research and any of our campaign materials. Thank you.